But many people fail to understand this. When we make Jesus Lord of our life, we put ourselves in a place of authority over everybody else's voice, over everybody else's attitude, over everybody else's behavior. This is the power of making Jesus Lord. You know, we hear in church, we read in the Bible that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and many places, many churches don't speak about the Lordship of Jesus, because when he, particularly us in the Western world, when we speak of Jesus as Lord and ourselves as his servants, or in another translation of the word, our being a slave, we recoil at that. You know, we don't want to be a slave, you know, and we recoil at being a servant. But let me tell you something. When you become a servant of the King of Kings, there is a power and authority you have that you get no place else. I'm going to say that to you again. When you make yourself a servant, a slave, Lord, whatever you want, that's the slavery bit. Whatever you want, I'm going to do that. You're taking yourself out from under the authority, the dominion, and the control of all other human beings on the earth. And nobody now has the authority to intimidate, manipulate, or control you, because their voice has no authority when it comes to the voice of the King of Kings.
Amen.
And you can say to them, you can say to them in that fierce conversation, I'm going to tell, I love you, I can respect you, I can honor you, but I'm not going to obey you. I can love you, I can honor. In fact, having a conversation with you about this difficult thing is a way of honoring you. Having this conversation with you is a way of showing you respect. I'm respecting you enough to have this difficult conversation with you. I'm honoring who you are. You're my mother, you're my father, you're my wife, you're my in-law, you're my teacher, you're my mentor, you're whoever that person is. I'm showing you dignity, I'm showing you respect, I'm showing you honor, but I'm not showing you obedience, because Jesus is Lord. The King is my Lord, and I'm going to obey him.
Amen.
This gives you freedom. Freedom! That's why Jesus said, if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. Who are you free from? You're free from the world. You're free from the devil. You're free from your own flesh. And you're free from every other human voice. From every other human emotion. Every other human relationship that has other agendas for your life. And the only agenda you want in your life is the agenda of the King, who died for you and says, I want to give you a destiny that's written in heaven. Do you want that? If you want the destiny that I've written in heaven, I'm the one that can give it to you. No one else can give it to you. Do you understand that? Jesus died to save you, not just from sin, but to save you so that he can train you, so that he can teach you and train you. Do you understand? Read your Bible. This is all so much of what Jesus taught about in the parables of the kingdom of God, that he saved us, he brings us to himself, so he can teach and train us to rule and reign. And part of the process of learning how to rule and reign is learning how to say no. And learning who to say no to and when to say no. You're not saying no to God. You're saying yes to him. When you say yes to him, you're automatically saying no to everything else. Do you understand that? When you say, yes, Lord, I'll obey you, you're automatically saying no to everything else. And when any other voice comes to intimidate you or manipulate you or control you or somehow or another move you in another direction for another motive, whatever that motive be. You know, people can have good intentions, quote unquote, but their intention for you is not what the Lordship of Jesus has for you. And when you're free, because you're made Jesus Lord, you're free to say to all those other people, I love you, I respect you, I honor you, but I am not going to obey you because Jesus is Lord and I'm obeying him. I'm going to tell you something. When you say that, using even those words, I love you, I honor you, I respect you, but Jesus is Lord and I'm going to obey him. If you use that phrase as a skill in your toolbox, when you say that, when you say that, watch the response of the person you're saying it to. Okay. That is like a litmus test of what spirit is behind them.